Hi, I'm Neri Karasilaman, and these are the five big ideas from my book Pioneers, Eight Principles of Business Longevity from Immigrant Entrepreneurs. It's a book about what we can all learn from immigrant founders, about purpose, resilience, legacy, and how to build businesses that last. 1. Start with who you are, not what's missing in the market. Entrepreneurs need to follow their heart and their vision and their passion first, then see what's out there. Conventional wisdom tells us to scan the market, find the gap, and fill it. But the immigrant entrepreneurs I studied flipped that logic. They started from within. Their businesses weren't created to chase trends. They were born from personal experiences, deep values, and identities shaped across borders and cultures. One founder remembered being monitored on phone calls in Soviet Ukraine. He later built WhatsApp, a platform that offered encryption and freedom. That kind of business doesn't come from brainstorming in a boardroom. It comes from lived experience. When you start from who you are, you create something the world didn't know it needed, but deeply values once it arrives. 2. The hardship is the asset. You learn to be resourceful when you have no choice. When I fled Bulgaria with my family, we had two suitcases, no money, and no language in our new country. I wrote my school notes on scraps of paper because we couldn't afford notebooks. But that adversity planted seeds. Grit, resilience, and the ability to find a way no matter the odds. That same pattern shows up again and again in the stories of immigrant entrepreneurs. They know how to make something from nothing. They solve problems creatively, they hustle, and they endure. What looks like a disadvantage from the outside is actually their edge. If you are navigating uncertainty today, remember this. Resourcefulness isn't something you are born with. It's forged. 3. Stakeholder capitalism isn't new. Immigrants have been practicing it for decades. We built our business together, working alongside one another. Long before ESG became a buzzword, immigrant entrepreneurs were building businesses that put community at the center. It wasn't theory. It was survival. When you are starting over in a new country, every connection matters. You rely on your cousin to help open a store, you hire your neighbor, you build trust over time. In my company, our first accountant and our first factory manager were both members of the same family who sheltered us in Istanbul after we left the refugee camp. Years later, we implemented profit sharing, hired refugees, and reinvested in our communities. This isn't just about doing good, it's also smart business. Companies that nurture their people and their places survive longer, grow stronger, and matter more. 4. Profit is not the point, legacy is. When you've lost everything, you don't build for quarterly returns, you build for meaning. In my research, I noticed something surprising. Immigrant entrepreneurs weren't obsessed with exit strategies or IPOs. They were focused on impact. They wanted to create something lasting for their families, their communities, and their countries. Take Luis Von Ahn, founder of Duolingo. He grew up in Guatemala where access to education was a privilege. That experience shaped his mission: to democratize learning. Today, Duolingo offers free language education to millions. When you have seen scarcity up close, your goals shift. You start to ask, what will I leave behind? Business becomes a vehicle not just for success, but for justice, for dignity, and for opportunity. 5. Longevity is about identity, not strategy. Where you come from shapes what you build, but what you build shapes where you are going. Longevity in business doesn't come from secret hacks or clever pivots. It comes from clarity, knowing who you are, what you stand for, and why it matters. The immigrant entrepreneurs and pioneers didn't launch companies. They created ecosystems. They grew roots. They stayed. They weren't seduced by short-term wins because their visions were long-term by necessity. They came from places where things fall apart, where governments collapse and currencies vanish. So they built differently. They built for resilience, for trust, for legacy. Their lives remind us business is not separate from identity. The more authentic the story, the more durable the enterprise. And yes, we often treat immigrant entrepreneurs as exceptional. What if they are simply showing us what exceptional really looks like? Vision forged in adversity, leadership grounded in purpose, and success measured not by what you take, but by what you leave behind. Thank you for listening, and I hope these ideas inspire you to rethink success and to see your own story as a source of strength. You can find Pioneers wherever books are sold.